I'm Don.
And I'm Kate.
And welcome to Because Reasons,
a multimedia redemption podcast
where we take your beloved guilty pleasures in movies, books, and more
and decide whether or not
they're worthless trash. Did you get it working?
What?
Is...
Hello?
If I push this button, does this work?
No.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
Hey.
So here's what happened was, we'd been recording this whole time, but Kate didn't realize that the microphone wasn't plugged in. So, yeah, we didn't actually ever have an episode recorded for real, but like we've been talking to ourselves
for a while,
so you know
we've had a lot of good conversations with you.
I mean, you guys, you missed some really great content. We did some really hard hitting editorials on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
There was that
Because Reasons Trump.
Trump. we
did
that amazing thing about, you know, the stuff.
The things.
With the things. So, sorry. We actually do have, now, I'm making zero promises here.
I think at this point they expect nothing from us.
You might actually have an episode preceding this. We're pretty sure there is actually something recorded. I'm not exactly sure what.
Or what movie it might have been about.
Or piece of culture. So we're gonna just, if there isn't anything preceding this, if the last episode you guys heard was Kung Fury, hey, great, we went out on a high note. Or a very low note, depending on your view of that movie.
But isn't that sort of 80s in its own sense? Of have some random kind of cool high note and then never be heard from again?
Yes. Yes.
So yeah. We did it on purpose to make a statement about art.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, last November till now. I mean, now we're in the election season. We're getting very political tonight on this episode of Because Reasons. So, hi, I'm Don.
Don?
Yeah, Don. Yeah.
I've been addressing you as Dan for a while. I'm a little surprised you didn't stop me.
Well, that's okay. I've been calling you Xena.
I prefer Xena.
I will say, the leather corset and the loud yelling is really, it's what did
Your neighbors were not at all upset. The baby cried a little, but I mean, she thought we were in danger because I was making the war cry, so.
Well, so we like to think of this show as timeless, as perennial. It doesn't matter what season we leave you or come back, we're kind of forever. Sort of like the star of today's movie, like that segue. So today, listeners, we are going to be doing a little known film called Burlesque. This has actually gotten some really mixed reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, which is, you know, kind of our favorite site.
But it's a movie that you wouldn't expect to have a lot of mixed reviews. It's just sort of a straightforward semi-vanity project. You've got Cher, you've got her as the older woman, kind of coaching Christina Aguilera as the up-and-comer. So you'd think, everyone probably has pretty universal ideas about this movie, but it's got some mixed bag here.
Well, okay, so
some of these tomatoes are bruised.
Just in case you haven't heard. So Rotten Tomatoes has a 36% critic score. Certified rotten. About as rotten a movie as can get. The one thing, it's not as rotten as, like, the Fantastic Four remake.
Which, fair.
it's not necessarily a topic that we have not seen before in films.
Hmm.
Even Vanity Project films.
Well, yeah, you've got Crossroads, which comes to mind.
Well, Crossroads comes to mind because Brittany and Christina kind of came up as, as those Disney darlings.
Yeah.
But we have to think, okay, so when did this movie come out? This was like, what, 2006 or so?
2010.
Something like that? 2010. Wow, that wasn't that long ago. It's only six years. Wow. But it's been, the better part of a decade since this movie came out. It came out a little later than Crossroads did. Crossroads came out...
Crossroads was 90s, wasn't it?
Britney Spears was not famous in the 90s, my dear.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I guess 1998, 99. Crossroads. Maybe technically, but...
Maybe 2004?
It was like 2004, 2005, because I had a great emotional attachment to that film in my early college years.
Of course
years.
You did.
So... Burlesque came out in 2010. Now, what was Christina doing in 2010? She had just kind of wrapped up some Back to Basics. She was still in that very bluesy, jazzy headspace.
Well, and the very bleached out hair, the bright red lips. She was trying to change from sort of that late
'90s,
early 2000s, dirty, sort of overly pop look.
Yeah, that was her, I think that was, her third album?
She was a little grungy for a while, is what we're
yeah.
saying. She's trying to get back to a more cleaned up image,
so,
trying
I mean,
to be
this
a little classy.
Burlesque was kind of on the end of that golden age of Christina being Christina. You know, everything she touched turned to Grammys, and everybody loved her for quite a while there. She was a critical darling, she was a sales success, all of her albums did many amazing things. And this was kind of, I don't know, the end of that. This movie got really bad reviews. Bad reviews. And it's still only...
And it did not make a lot of money in theaters.
No,
it didn't.
I don't
know that it was even in theaters that long.
No, I don't...
I think they pulled it
I don't know what the budget was, but it made less than $40 million worldwide. So that's...
Which is surprising with two bigger names.
Well, I mean, is it surprising? I mean... Do that many people like Cher? Oh God, I hear keyboard
what?
Stepping.
So you need to turn back time.
Oh God. I can't even. I have the inability to even with that right now. Okay, so Burlesque is billed as, yes, a vanity project, but I think a pretty dual vanity project. Cher needed to come back into the spotlight a little bit. Christina
was
trying to ride the wave.
Well, it was very much advertised as, we know what we are, but we're trying to do something fun.
So it's
all of the commercials, it seems like a very quick, upbeat...
It's a musical.
Lots of fun music, yeah.
Jazz. You know, really spinning off of Christina's Back to Basics success. It's got Cher kind of passing the crown to Christina, so to speak. Of
like, Cher's ever really gonna give up that crown, though?
I mean, it's a copy. Like, hers has diamonds, but Christina's has like Swarovski crystals.
It's like cubic zirconia. Yeah.
She's like, oh, here, honey. I'm gonna let you have those. Okay, so, oh God, why do people hate it? The Rotten Tomato review, the critical consensus is that it's campy and cliched, which I would think.
That they claim that it isn't, though. When they kind of explain the movie, they don't seem to be claiming that this is an intensely original idea.
But the critics are saying that Burlesque wastes its talented cast, including a better-than-expected Christina Aguilera, on a movie that wavers uncertainly between bad and so bad it's good. Audience scored much better. It's got a 64% on Rotten Tomatoes. So people are kind of ho-hum about this movie. I think it is worthy of redemption. I think that the music is better than a lot of musicals out there. I think it's really fun. I think if you love jazz or you love blues or anything like that, you're going to hear a lot of standards. It is Christina at her prime. At her prime. And you are going to get all the divaliciousness. But what I think is the most fun about it is that it has a very talented cast that takes the job seriously of making a silly movie very, very watchable. You have an amazing cast. Cher, Christina, Stanley Tucci. Really, what else do you need? Julianne Hough is in it. Anna from Frozen is in it. I don't remember her name. Oh, Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell in a very skimpy role is in this movie. I mean, it's got a really good solid cast that took the job seriously. And I think so it's worthy of redemption. So we're going to go. We're going to let you guys listen to the trailer. And then we're going to come back after having watched Burlesque. What are you excited about? What are you most anticipating in this movie?
I'm anticipating a lot of vocalization going on with Christina. She's going to be doing a lot of the show off.
I'm going to anticipate...
It's
going to
be, let me show you all of my ranges.
I can hit... Which note would you like me to hit? I can hit all of them. All right, here's the trailer, and we'll be right back.
How much to Los Angeles?
One way or round trip?
You're kidding, right?
When you are putting on your makeup, it's like you're an artist. But instead of painting on canvas, you're painting your face.
What is this place? Are you Tess?
And you're in my mirror because?
I've never seen anything like this before, and I really want to be a part of it.
Great enthusiasm, terrible timing.
Isn't that the chick that was backstage yesterday?
I want to be up there. I want to do that.
Question is, do you have the talent?
Because you're on. Knock them dead. Show them what you got.
What happened to all the great dancers in L.A.?
They're all dancing with the stars.
What is she doing up there?
I think she's auditioning.
Hey, Dave, cut it!
Hold on a second. I can do this.
And it's sweet that you think so.
Just tell me what you want.
I can't tell you. Nobody can tell you. You gotta make me believe that you belong on that stage, that it's yours, and that nobody can take it from you. Now, you wanna show me something? Show me that.
Drop the curtain. Come on, let's go.
Hold it. Raise the curtain. There are going to be all kinds of people. They'll just want to get close to you because you're talented.
Clearly, one of us has underestimated the other.
What is Allie short for?
Alice.
Alice? Well, welcome to Wonderland.
Well, so we watched the movie, and I am now wearing a corset, and Kate is only wearing pearls, which I have to say, Catherine, my Catherine, good look. It's a good look.
I mean, he's not explaining that it's like this really cunning sweater set made of pearls.
No, really, it's basically just... a pearl on a very long, thin gold necklace. So it's really, but you are.
I'm
you
wearing are a pearl outfit in the fact that it's like a giant bubble where your hands and legs stick through.
You are.
I'm like an M&M, but a pearl.
You're at least sitting in a glass of champagne, which I approve. I approve. Well, so yeah. We've seen Burlesque.
We have.
We
heard all of the notes.
There were notes.
There were a lot of notes.
Many, many, many notes.
Yes.
Okay, so really briefly, what is this movie about?
Oh, this is small the easiest town girl. Movie. Small town girl, big city dreams, moves out to the city on her own, trying to make it, ends up at a burlesque club, decides, oh, this is the thing for me, kind of forces herself upon them to be their waitress.
Which is kind of the best thing.
It is. She's like, no, I work here now.
She literally, it's just like, no, I really want a job here. And they're like, there's like no opening. There's this job hiring process.
And
like you need an
application. She just picks up a tray and is like, no, I work here.
She's like, no, you don't understand. I work. There was an instant costume change.
Well, of course there's an instant costume change.
I mean, all of a sudden she's a waitress. Cher is there.
But it's a burlesque club and you can tell from the beginning that Cher is the owner. She's co-owning it with her ex-husband. There's some money troubles.
What's that guy's name?
Bad guy in every movie.
Well, or dad in the OC.
Okay.
Paul, was it Paul something?
I don't know. Dark-haired guy.
Paul Reiser is in this movie.
But he's mad worried about you. He's worried about the bottom
he's
line.
He's mad about everybody. Just typically mad.
Money's bad because it's a club in the middle of the Sunset Strip.
Is it, which city is this in? L.A.? New York.
Okay, he just asked me that. The Hollywood sign is in LA.
It's in LA.
So Christina's like... the young upstart who wants to become one of the singers, and eventually she gets her big break and she gets up there, and they don't actually sing at the club. They just do their acting.
Until even evil Kristen Bell is like, well, I'm going to get this Christina chick.
And pulls the plug on their music recording, and she's like, oh no.
Oh, hold on.
I've got this.
Hold on. This is not a problem. We don't have audio because one of the early plot points is, you know, this is a burlesque club. They do a lot of lip syncing, you know,
and
the
it's
girls,
more about the dancing.
The girls are in skimpy outfits and they lip sync to the old, you know, classic lounge lizard female crooners. And then Kristen Bell is like, I don't like this Allie character. I'm going to unplug your vocals. And Christina's like, not a problem, I've got this. And she's like, would you like some notes? Because I have them here in my corset.
Also, would you like all of the projection and spontaneous choreographed dancing? And lo and behold, the band knows how to play this song, thank goodness.
Oh,
it goes really well. And as soon as she gets off stage, Cher goes, okay, so we're making every show all about you.
Okay, well, first of all, if Christina in Christina's prime is willing to sing for you,
but
you make
the
show about her.
But it's just the best transition of, okay, so every song is now you.
Okay, but I forgot. Okay, so first 5 minutes of the Burlesque Club, we forgot the great irony here. So the only person that sings live
is
Cher, who hasn't sung live in 40, 50 years, maybe? I mean, at least since the 80s.
I think she still sings live, but she keeps it
in
on the
her
down.
Shower.
She just keeps it on the down low.
Oh God! So
sorry,
so,
all of the Cher jokes.
Okay, so I'm gonna let Kate do her joke. Okay, so the club is in trouble, and to fix that, Cher is going all around the city to different banks. And what is she trying to do, Kate?
Cher needs low. No, I can't do it. I'm laughing.
I ruined your joke.
He uh-huh. ruined the joke.
Ha. okay, so Stanley Tucci is there. He's got a glue gun.
He's wonderful.
He is the... I don't know that he's the best thing about this movie,
though.
But he...
He's the one of the best things in most movies that he's
he
in,
is
though.
The. He's he
so
is
good.
Indeed one of the best.
He's
he
so
knows
good.
How to set up a diva really well.
He
I
does.
Mean, him in The Devil Wears Prada, him in Easy A... Him in this. I mean, he really is a great foil for...
Well, plus he can do serious. I mean, hello, the...
This is great radio, Kate.
My brain...
You're really good at this.
Just went blank.
Is it because you drank tea earlier that tasted like sadness and human depression? Kate...
That movie with the pedophile priest. Spotlight! There
oh, I was
going
to say Doubt.
No, Spotlight.
Another Meryl Streep vehicle.
Yes. No, Spotlight.
That's a really good movie.
He's wonderful in that.
I forgot that he's in that movie.
I know, he's
he
so
has
versatile.
Hair. He has hair.
He's wonderful.
He's
Stanley
a big
Tucci,
old wig.
If you want us to just fawn over you, come on the show.
You don't have
we'll
to come on the
out.
Show. I'm fawning over you now. I'm literally on a fawn right now. Bambi
I don't know if
is
you can
here.
Say on a fawn so much as wearing your fawn costume. Which is mostly body paint.
It's mostly. And some ears.
And some little antlers.
It's a Mean Girls Halloween costume.
Oh.
Which is basically just lingerie and animal
and
ears.
Animal ears.
Okay, so, you know, big girl goes to the city, gets discovered in this burlesque club. All of a sudden, she's very famous. Like, the newspaper wrote an article about her.
Oh, yes.
Which
everybody
is a very
loves
big
her.
Deal. And... Through a weird turn of events with McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy, she ends up finding a way to save the club because they had to have some kind of
there's some kind
plot
of
device.
Plot, and there's the main focus plot is the bartender who gets her the job originally.
Oh yeah,
has a fake or like long distance fiance. He has a thing for her.
Okay, so the
random
hot, the hot
love
guy
complication, and it all works out.
So they hired the hot guy from every movie from 2006 to 2011, and we don't have a clue how to say his name. It's Cam Gidget Gijande Gigande
Cam
Cam Cam. Kate came. came in the room and she was like, we should just call him Cam Walters.
No, Winston.
Winston!
For all of you Frasier fans out there.
Cam Winston is a thing?
Yes.
Who's Cam Winston? Who is Cam Winston?
Anyway.
No, but for real.
We'll just leave that in there for those in the know.
Okay, shout out to Cam Winston fans, I guess. So Cam Guichende is there because, you, I don't know, abs? Christina Aguilera. Because Christina Aguilera is not going to have a movie in which she doesn't make out with somebody with less than 2% body fat. I mean,
it's a vanity project, sure. And if sure, pick out an attractive guy, throw him on the screen.
He doesn't
give
have
him
to,
a couple lines.
Sure. Have him strip often and gratuitously.
I don't know that it's stripping so much as his outfit at his official work job is a bowler hat, eyeliner, and just an open vest.
Are you forgetting the cookie scene? The famous Amos cookie scene?
I am not that into the cookie scene. You have way too much love for that.
So, I love that Diana Agron got some, like, billing in the opening credits. Like, oh, Diana Agron is in this movie. She plays Quinn Fabre from Glee. And so, you know, she kind of had a name for a while. And, you know, kind of famous. And they gave her opening billing credit. And I think she has, what, a line? And then an exit
scene. She says maybe two lines.
Maybe.
They imply she's on the phone at one point.
Sure. And you do see the back of her head as she's storming away from Cam Winston.
Yes. And there's a random picture of her on the coffee table.
I'm like, you could come back and, like, try to kill her or, you know, something. Yeah. That would have been fun. She and Kristen Bell. Oh, they should have burlesque, too. She and Kristen Bell team up and try to take down Christina. So Christina goes and gets Rachel from Glee.
And he says that I'm the one who rambles on
Lea
about
Michele.
Ridiculous stuff.
Christina goes and gets Lea Michele and says, okay, so let's do notes together. And then they do notes. And they beat the notes of Kristen and Quinn. Burlesque 2.
So anyway.
Coming to a direct DVD near you.
He claims that he's not into Christina. Everybody knows he is.
They end up getting together. That's a really big plot twist because you just don't see it coming.
Of course not. Although, okay. I do like that the other love interest guy, what was he from Grey's Anatomy? McSteamy. I like that they don't make him, like, a pure bad guy in, like, the mwahaha mustache twirling. He's not trying to destroy the club. He's just kind of a rich jerk.
He's
skeezy, though. I like that they don't make him super evil. He's just kind of the rich playboy.
I mean, you can't make any of that. I mean, it's a movie... It's a movie in a burlesque club, and Alan Cumming is there.
Oh, Alan Cumming is in it. I love him. He's so much fun.
Does he actually say things?
He says things.
Or is he just, like, there giving everybody shade? Like, throwing all the shade.
He says things, but mostly he's there to give the shade.
Like, he just, like, gives amazing side eye, and they're like, okay, so here's a check. We just would like you to come on and be Alan Cumming. On screen.
Which is okay, because mostly that's what you want him for.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so...
Really, that's the plot, and then there's a bunch of musical numbers.
Right, I mean, it's I don't know, it's a Coyote Ugly, but in a burlesque club with
and
Christina Aguilera. And way better.
Way better. The music alone is way better than Coyote Ugly.
You know, and... You know, it really is a kind of passing of the crown from one diva to another. And I like that. I mean, I got my diva fill. I appreciate it. What was your favorite moment of the movie?
Oh, like a favorite overall moment?
Yeah.
Yikes, that's a tough one.
Well, I mean, that is kind of the point of this podcast.
Oh, no, just there are so many good moments. I can't tell you how many times I've re-listened to the soundtrack for this.
So I just wanted to look up Coyote Ugly on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a much larger spread than Burlesque. Coyote Ugly got a 22% Rotten rating, but it has a 71% audience score. Because you know what Burlesque was missing? Was Tyra Banks as a medical student.
Super believable.
Very believable. I love that Tyra Banks is on the cover of Coyote Ugly, and she's in, like, the first 7 minutes of it.
Well, she comes back for that one time.
Does she?
Yeah. No, what makes in my opinion, burlesque so much better than movies that it's similar to, like Crossroads or Coyote Ugly, which would probably be the closest.
That would be the closest.
Is that it isn't trying to lie to you and be some big, serious, thought-provoking machine.
No.
There is no, like, teen pregnancy and losing the baby subplot like in Crossroads.
I mean, there is a little teen pregnancy, but she's an adult. Oh, no. But and it's a little unplanned pregnancy. I mean, it is.
There's no
kind
like
of
my
plot.
Life is over, like Coyote Ugly kind of thing. Of like,
no, and
it's this movie knows what it is, and it's not trying to do that to you. It's, oh, you want to watch Christina Aguilera sing,
and
here are lots and lots of songs with her singing and being wonderful.
But you know what?
That's all you really want
out of
that.
She was a pretty dang good little actress.
Oh, no, she did a great job, but they're not trying to throw deep, serious things at you.
She I think she held her own alongside Stanley Tucci and Cher, and that's not easy. Those are two pretty...
No, she did very well.
I mean, Cher's an Academy Award-winning actress. I mean, you know, and not as a fluke. She's a legitimately talented individual, and Stanley Tucci is one of the best out there today, and I think she kind of held her own there.
But I think given that's the what project. Made this project so successful, or should have, is that they're really upfront with what they're advertising.
Yeah.
It's a burlesque club. There is singing and dancing. And a little bit of plot thrown
And in. Cher allegedly sings live at this burlesque club.
I love Cher.
I love Cher. She does not sing live, and if she tells you she does, she's a liar.
She wouldn't tell you that.
Looking at you, Britney Spears. okay, so the reasons why people hate this, or critics hated this movie, is because it's cheesy, it's campy, and it doesn't make good use of its cast. I think we're saying those reasons are invalid.
Those reasons are invalid. There's nothing wrong with being cheesy and campy, so long as you know you're being cheesy and campy.
And
it's only bad if you're claiming to be more than that.
And you take the cheesy and camp seriously. I mean,
well,
there
like
is...
romantic comedies, they're not pretending that they are.
Right, it's there's
you're
an art
evaluating
to, yeah.
them as that.
There's almost an art to camp
yeah.
in and of itself. I mean, you know, you want to talk people that got very successful off of, you know, romantic comedies. I mean, Jennifer Lopez has a career... Because
Julia Roberts
has a career
Pretty
because
woman,
she
Robert
was a
Bride.
Talented person that took the cheesy role seriously.
Sandra Bullock
has a role, has a career. Anne Hathaway has a career because they're people that said, you know what, I have a talent, but it's okay to take the cheesy roles here. Halle Berry
in the Flintstones,
and now she's an Academy Award winning dramatic actress, and I think that it's okay to do some cheese every now and then, as long as you take it seriously. I mean, seriously in the sense of you don't phone it in. Nobody in this movie phoned it in.
No one is phoning it in. Everybody, you really believe that Kristen Bell is bitter and vindictive about not being the lead.
That's kind of hard to make people
believe that Cher is like one of those businesswomen who's just trying to ignore the fact that her bottom line is creeping up on her.
Now, for anybody that was worried, yes. There are wigs in this movie.
There are a lot of wigs.
You get
Stanley
Cher.
Stanley Tucci is wearing one.
You get Cher in a wig. Stanley Tucci is not wearing a wig.
Don't you remember his line where he's like, I'm wearing a wig right now.
Oh, God.
I just love him.
They have a lot of fun in the movie, and I don't think it's deserving of a 30-something or even a 60-something. I mean, I would say that this is a solid A-minus B movie.
Yeah.
I mean, for what it is.
Well, and the cast clearly enjoy what they're doing, and they're having fun. And the music is really good.
It's really, really good. I mean, you have two of the most celebrated singers of all of modern time singing for you music that fits their voices, their respective voices. What more do you want?
I mean, you've got Cher with a spotlight.
A blue spotlight. And a chair.
How do you not love that?
I mean, and really, I just cannot mention enough Stanley Tucci and all the shade. All the sarcasm. I love it.
All
I love everything about it. So, other movies like this, Coyote Ugly, we've definitely talked about that.
Nowhere near as good.
I mean, I still like Coyote Ugly,
but
if I were to...
the music is not anywhere near as good.
Yeah, they try to do too many original things.
Yeah, stop that.
Don't do that. Just
people
play the
don't
hits.
Like you for
Like Elizabeth Gilbert says, you know, people don't come to hear your new material, just play the hits. And yes. It's not, you know, that's why she says, I will always answer questions about Eat, Pray, Love, because I realize that a lot of people really only care about what I say on Eat, Pray, Love.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. Be gracious and play the hits. That's why you're famous.
You know why they bought the ticket.
Yes. So, good music, good folks. Similar projects would be Coyote Ugly, other vanity projects that are also musical. Crossroads. Is pretty similar. Showgirls might be somewhere
Showgirls
in there.
Showgirls was still a bit of a vanity project, but they tanked because they really wanted to be taken seriously.
No. What was the biggest missed opportunity? You know, what is the one thing that some could have happened that would have given this a broader appeal?
Oh, that would have given it a broader appeal. I can't talk at all today.
You need more garbage tea.
That tea is wonderful. Lapsang Souchong, I'm telling you. Go out, get some. David's Tea has it. It's very good. I think the biggest missed opportunity would be how long they wait into the movie for them to start doing more singing.
I mean, like, sing immediately.
Well, right, but I know that they wait a little to have Christina sing on stage, but I would have liked maybe another Cher up-tempo number.
Cher doesn't do up-tempo.
Up-tempo. But she only sings the opening song and then one towards, like, mid-end.
But it's Warren song.
I'd love to see another Cher. That was the missed opportunity for me. I wanted a little more Cher.
I would have loved a Cher-Christina duet. I kind of was waiting on that.
I would have loved a Cher-Christina duet.
I would have loved a Cher-Christina duet. I'm going to go back and look through the deleted scenes. There's got to be something.
But a little more Cher, I think, for me. But other than that, I really liked this movie. It's a good, fun movie that you can watch with your friends when you're just hanging out, or if you want really fun background music while you're cleaning your house, you don't have to sit down and really invest.
Oh, the soundtrack is everything.
The soundtrack is so good.
And the final song, you will be singing it all the time.
Yep.
You're welcome.
I blame you.
Okay, if you would like us to review your piece of culture, remember we do more than movies. We'll do your book. We'll do your miniseries. We'll do CDs. Your CD. Yeah. If you'd like to send us things, we'll review your thing.
Sure. If you're a little known author who's self-publishing on Amazon, send us your stuff. Sure.
Sure. Or also if you're a major author.
Just as a warning, we'll be honest.
That is indeed true. What's our email? ReasonsCast@gmail.com. You can also tweet us at ReasonsCast. And we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/becausereasonspodcast. I don't know, search us. You'll find us. If you really want to get in touch with us, just like, you know, carrier pigeon, smoke signals,
I mostly respond to Telegraph.
I'm really big on Ouija board these days. Real big. So get in touch with us. We'd love to get back in touch with you guys. Thanks so much for waiting around. If you are waiting around, if you're listening to this, obviously you waited around.
Hey, don't wait so long to talk to us next time.
Yes, I mean, come on. Where the hell have you guys been?
If we're not putting stuff out, you're more than welcome to storm our social
media. We've been
here.
You know, we've been here. We've been talking to you people. It's not our fault you didn't listen. All right. So we're going to go, but we should be back pretty soon because we finally figured out how the mic works now.
Also, apparently the plug at the bottom is rather important.
It's a thing. The blinking light, you have to push it on.
Whoops.
Whoops. Okay, so we're gonna go because, Kate is really cold. Like, pearls are not as warm as you think they would be, and she's literally just wearing a strand of pearls. Like, it's very distracting. So, we're gonna go and get her a turtleneck.
Oh no, I have one on underneath this giant pearl size M&M costume thing.
Ha ha ha!